We pray. Dear Father, open our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our arms to embrace the child whom you sent to rescue us from sin, death, and hell. Amen. After my last chapel, someone asked me what I regarded as a basic difference between the word blessed and the word blessed. And my response was that blessed speaks to what you have received. Blessed speaks to who you are. Even so, the Beatitudes are not talking about what you have received. They're talking about who you are. They're not even talking about what you ought to be, but who you are. Now I'm going to give you another word. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word poor? My guess would be that some of you, maybe even most of you, are thinking of money. Lacking in money. What if I would add a noun to that? Poor student. Now, maybe somebody is still thinking of money, but our teachers are probably thinking of a student who does not apply himself to his studies. He is lacking, not in money, but in what it takes to be a student. So the word poor can mean lacking in something necessary. Or we might put it this way. Well, looks like the battery went dead. Not measuring up to a standard. For instance, her work was poor. Keep this in mind as you hear the first of Jesus' Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So many religious people want to interpret this in terms of material prosperity. They think Jesus is talking about people lacking in earthly wealth. But you know that he's not talking about earthly riches. Now those people acknowledge that it is Jesus who's doing the talking, so they want to include him in the picture. But these people have a kind of religious double vision. They want to mix the spiritual and the material. So one eye sees Jesus and the other eye sees this earth. And they take Jesus and his message and they turn it into a social gospel. Where the message is, let's send out missionaries to improve the physical and material condition of the downtrodden. Rather than proclaiming, your sins are forgiven, they proclaim, we're going to build you a house. We're going to cure your diseases. We're going to help you improve your government. That's the kingdom of heaven which they believe should be brought to the people, to the poor. But Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Spirit, not body. The poverty is a spiritual poverty, not a material poverty. There are people, like Abraham, who are materially rich, but were poor in spirit. And there are people who are materially poor that think that they are rich in spirit. Consider the congregation at Sardis. Jesus said to them, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Was Jesus sent to earth to make us materially rich? Was he born in Bethlehem to start a housing project for the poor? Did he spend his lifetime trying to change the Roman government? That little baby in Bethlehem came to save us. Save us from something quite different than all that. Something spiritual. Perhaps it is best said by God himself through the prophet Isaiah. But on this one I will look on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Poor, contrite, trembles. That says it. The poor in spirit are those who look at themselves and say, I am nothing. I have nothing. The only thing I can offer to God is iniquity and transgression and sin. I am wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. But how I tremble with excitement, filled with amazement, to hear his words, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What trembling comes over me as I hear the word, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus is talking about you and me and every believer on earth. Every one of us is ranked among the blessed. It's who we are, because we have been led by the Spirit to see how totally poverty-stricken we are in spiritual things, and also to see how completely enriched we are in Christ. So that we say, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Do you see it? The spiritual adornment that is yours. It is heavenly. Ours is the kingdom of heaven. Not will be, it is. The kingdom of heaven is ours right now, where we enjoy freedom from all our sins through forgiveness, salvation, righteousness, and glory. Even now it belongs to us. Us who sorrow over our sins and who tremble with excitement over the gospel of forgiveness. Even now we enjoy the riches of Christ. But there is more to come. So much, much more beyond our wildest imaginations. But it is ours right now. Oh, the blessedness of the poor in spirit. For theirs, for ours, is the kingdom of heaven. Hymn 97.